At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Just when you thought that things could not possibly get worse for California's failed governor, Gavin Newsom, he suffers his most humiliating defeat yet. And this one is all thanks to the one and only Donald J. Trump. Imagine launching a massive, power-grabbing redistricting blitz only to get exposed, outplayed, and publicly humiliated, all while ICE agents arrest illegal aliens outside your own anti-Trump event. This is what a political meltdown looks like. And today, we're pulling back the curtain on Newsom's most desperate gamble yet and how President Trump broke him. Stay with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how gruesome Newsom picked a fight he cannot possibly win, and the cracks are already showing. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you made happen. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Gavin Newsom, or new scum, as Trump likes to say, the man who was once floated as the Democrats' next big hope, thought he could out-Trump Trump by launching an unprecedented push to redraw California's congressional map. Why? Well, because those mean, wascally Texas Republicans, with Trump's blessing, are reworking their own maps, giving the GOP five new House seats for the 2026 midterms. Newsom's response? Retaliate with something he's calling the Election Rigging Response Act. That's what he named it, the Election Rigging Response Act, the first mid-decade gerrymander in California's modern political history. So Newsom is trying to get Californians to agree to vote on a referendum that would basically bypass California's independent redistricting commission, which Californians voted for and is part of their state constitution. So Newsom is trying to convince Californians to basically overturn their own previous vote and give the California legislature the authority to redistrict to give Democrats five more seats in the House to offset the Republicans' redistricting gains in Texas. Now, here's the hard sell for Newsom. He's been out there arguing that Texas is intentionally rigging the election, right? So Texas Republicans redistricting is an assault against democracy. It's the worst possible thing that any state legislature could possibly be doing, gerrymandering, drawing up congressional districts to guarantee the electoral outcomes is the epitome of evil. It doesn't have a democratic bone in its body. And so let's make sure we do it too. That's the absurdity of Newsom's position. The Republicans are engaged in an unjustifiable, unconstitutional assault on American democracy that no one in the nation should stand for. So let's make sure we do it too. And that political incoherence just backfired big time. The latest poll from Politico is an absolute bombshell for Newsom. I mean, it's frankly humiliating. 64% of Californians, a supermajority, said that they will vote against Newsom's new maps in the upcoming referendum. 64%. That includes over 70% of independents. Only 36% of respondents said they supported Newsom's plan to let Sacramento politicians gerrymander their own districts. Two-thirds say no, ain't gonna happen. Even in liberal California, the backlash against Newsom is absolutely fierce. And there's some people who still think he can win a presidential election. I mean, he'll be lucky if he wins California at this point. And when your power backfires like that, when your power play, I should say, backfires like that, the power play that was supposed to win you the Democrat nomination for 2028, your only move? A tantrum. Check out his reaction when he found out that ICE agents were arresting illegal migrants outside his press conference.
Well, I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. She said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. And that was top down. You know that for a fact. And they'll deny it, I'm sure. Maybe they won't deny it. She said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States. I said in a moment ago, wake up, America. Wake up. You will not have a country if he rigs this election. You will have a president who will be running for a third term. Mark my word. I wasn't exaggerating when I said that I received in the mail a Trump 2028 hat from one of his biggest supporters. These guys are not screwing around.
they sent him a hat. They sent him a hat. No one trolls the left like Trump. They sent Gruesome Newsom a Trump 2028 hat. And Gruesome Newsom is so awkward. He is so self-unaware. He is so genuinely disingenuous that he couldn't even see how, in admitting that, he was being trolled by Trump in real time. I mean, I bet every reporter in that room said, dude, why are you admitting that? Why are you mad about them sending you that hat? You look so pathetic. I mean, maybe you know what? I think he just needs a good night's sleep. I think that'll make Newsom feel better. Nothing helps to calm the storm of frazzled nerves more than a restorative night's sleep. And if that eludes you, if you're having a hard time falling asleep at night, like millions of Americans are, including your patron professor, well, let me introduce you to your knight in shining armor. It's called Beam Dream, all right? Now, those of you who have been around with this channel for a while, you know I've been using Beam Dream nightly now for what, months? I mean, and I genuinely cannot imagine my nights without it. Before Dream, I'd lie awake for hours thinking about the future, the news, the world. It was exhausting. I have a very hard time turning my brain off. I'd go to bed at like 10 p.m. or so, and next thing I know, it's 1 a.m. and I'm not asleep. But now, I fall asleep. Seriously, I fall asleep probably within 30 minutes. And I stay asleep throughout the night. I mean, I'm talking a deep restorative sleep. And I wake up without that foggy, sluggish feeling in the morning. In fact, since I began taking Dream consistently, I've noticed a real difference in my focus, my mood, my energy throughout the day. Dream is made with top quality, science-backed ingredients that help you relax and get the deep, uninterrupted sleep your body needs. Seriously, I take it every night. It's become a ritual I actually look forward to. And unlike other sleep aids, no grogginess the next day, just clear-headed, focused energy. So if sleep is something you've been struggling with, I cannot recommend Dream enough. So right now you can save up to 35% off with my exclusive Dream discount. Just click the link below or scan the QR code and use code TURLEY at checkout. Don't settle for restless nights. Try Dream. You'll feel the difference. Click on that link below right now. Yeah, you know, the sad and frankly pathetic part of this whole Newsom redistricting saga is that he obviously doesn't see, there's no way he can possibly come out on top with this one. He simply can't win. Blue states, including California, are largely all tapped out. There are no more seats for them to gerrymander. And that's because, as it turns out, it was actually the Democrats who were desperately doing everything they possibly could over the years to gerrymander their own congressional maps and guarantee their own election results. So for all of this, this is the worst attack on democracy in the history of humanity nonsense, they, the Democrats, have been the worst offenders of gerrymandered maps. And the problem for them is that that's simply not the same for red states. Red states have been largely playing by the rules all these years. They have relatively modest congressional maps. They were taught that only Democrats are allowed to basically guarantee election outcomes because the media will always defend the Democrats, whereas Republicans are not. The media will always excoriate the Republicans. And so Trump comes in and basically says, hey, they're fake news. Nobody cares about the media anymore. And you know what? If we hit them back, if we hit the Democrats back the way they've been hitting us all these years, you know, we could actually crush them. We can electorally crush. We can permanently box the Democrat Party out of congressional power for like generations. And that, my friends, is what they're flipping out over. That is why Newsom is having his embarrassing public meltdowns. Texas alone nets the GOP 5 seats. Then you have Ohio's redistricting. It's adding 2, possibly 3 more seats, deep red seats. That's a +7, +8 Republican seat advantage before other red states even act. Florida, with its 20-8 Republican advantage, could easily net another 5 GOP seats if they join the fight, which DeSantis has already said they will. They're not going to wait around for the next census. Missouri is looking to split Kansas City. Kentucky is looking to split Louisville. Indiana is targeting their first district. And the final tally here is even if California gets 4 new Democrat seats and all the other blue, I'm sorry, 4 or 5 new Democrat seats and all the other blue states pull out all the stops and try to add to their already heavily gerrymandered maps, the upshot is Republicans still have a net +4 or +5 seats nationwide in a full-blown redistricting war. And that's before considering more aggressive moves in Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi as well, and Louisiana. And that's, of course, all not counting the new census that most Americans want, by the way. Did you see that? The latest polls are all showing that most Americans are actually, they're down with the new census mid-decade because they know the 2020 census was contaminated. They know that. And this is all before the Supreme Court shoots down the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, and crushes all the Democrat-drawn districts that used race and deliberate exclusions of whites from drawing their congressional maps. That decision to overturn the VRA would itself declare upwards of about 25 Democrat districts across the country unconstitutional overnight. So bottom line, Newsom's desperation play isn't just doomed. It ironically exposes how Democrats have been rigging the system for years. When Republicans finally fight back with perfectly fair and constitutional tactics, the math proves they'll dominate. It's no wonder that with the redistricting war just beginning, greasy hair Gavin is already cracking. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.